My parents told me that chatter tracking showed too many fringe and conspiracy groups suspecting something was up out here. Turns out, they were right. A monstrous ship, resembling a stainless steel and crystal praying mantis, comes into view. I think of Lita and my teachers and my classmates, and I wonder what they're doing right now. I don't want to imagine them being so afraid they try to hide from something that they can't hide from. Instead, picture Lita and Tia Berta lying under the red and black fringed blanket, drinking coffee with secret sauce. Berta, this isn't the time to be a stingy. Lita would tip the brown glass bottle, pouring rich liquid of the same color into her coffee cup.
I suppose you're right, Tia Berta replies. We won't have another Christmas to keep this for.
Lita will make an even bigger pour into Tia Berta's cup. They'll clink their clay mugs, take a long drink, and then lean back shoulder to shoulder against Tia Berta's 100-year-old pecan tree. This is the story my mind will keep of them. Before my parents were chosen, lots of people had already started losing. When I asked my mom why they bothered when all that stuff would be gone soon, her eyes filled with tears.
People are afraid. Some will do things they never thought they were capable of. We're in no position to judge anyone.
I still don't understand how some people are so calm and others are rioting. I'm supposed to feel happy my parents were chosen to go to the new planet Sagan, but I feel like I've been given the last glass of water on Earth, and I'm just gulping it down while everyone watches. I look up at that comet and wince.